Yes, we believe very much that Israel does feel threatened by nonviolent resistance and the growing grassroots movement of people to activate, to take to the streets, to the campaign of boycott, divestment, sanctions, the fact that Palestinians in the occupied Palestinian territories are not deterred and keep in, taking to the streets, taking to their land in order to raise the voices against Israel's policies. So Israel has tried different intimidation tactics, not only recently, but throughout the years, from trying to delegitimize the people, some of the organizers of, for example, of the International Solidarity Movement, which has provided a very important resource for Palestinian local grassroots activists in order to assist with things like getting their voices out, networking around the world, the morale of the people, joining people in demonstrations, which has proven very important. So first it started in the form of delegitimization, then violence actually used against unarmed protesters, massive deportations of people that come to support Palestinians in their struggle, then it escalated to actually killing nonviolent protesters. But all of this, Israel had faced no repercussions. A little bit of bad media, but Israel gets around it, and they see that there is no repercussions for what they do, so they continue to do this with impunity. There is and has been a crackdown on Palestinian organizers of the grassroots, the popular resistance, and attempts to pass certain laws to make it illegal for people to even be in certain areas of the West Bank, instituting complete closures on villages that are active and regularly resisting, and other measures. So in terms of what they did to our to the Freedom Flotilla, you know, there is speculation that they purposely were set out to kill people in order to deter them so that there would be no more boats, that people would be afraid to get on boats in the future. I can't really say I can't really claim that, you know, 100% that I know that. But what I do know is that, you know, there was absolutely no... Sorry. I'm really having a hard time talking because there's so much noise around you, so I don't even know if you're not hearing me. Oh, really? Oh, no. I'm hearing it behind you, not behind me. Strange. Okay. Yeah, there is traffic with me because I have to be by the window in order to get reception, but I hear it. I hear like a bunch of clashing, crashes, whatever, behind you. So, okay. Well, so basically, let me just end by saying that this kind of Israel has tried different measures to deter, to end, to squash the growing popular resistance that led by Palestinians here on the ground and supported by people all over the world, but they're not going to be able to. So the level of violence that they used against the Freedom Flotilla or that they continue to use against Palestinians here, that only gives people more impetus, more ammunition to continue resisting, because we realize that the policy itself on a daily basis, whether we did something or didn't do anything, is violent. And working to change, to make a change, is not going to be easy, but it's something that has to be done and that has to be undertaken by every single one of us that knows what's happening and believe it's wrong and believe in, you know, freedom and justice for people all over the world and not a system that discriminates against people based on their race or religion or ethnicity. And therefore, Israel's attack on nonviolent protesters, I feel, actually gives people more ammunition to get out there and to join. And so no matter what Israel does, it's not going to be able to stop this growing movement. The only thing that Israel can do, really, in the end, is end this apartheid colonialist system that it has in place and kind of join the community that believes in human rights and democracy, and that's the only way that they're going to be stopping these actions directed at confronting their policies.